Hallelujah. God's love is spread abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Well, who would have thought that this exchange, which Glyn and I have undertaken, would have worked out so wonderfully? Several years ago, I began serious planning. Although even when I was a little girl, I think of only about 5 or 6, I first saw photographs of boiling mud pools in New Zealand. And I've wanted to visit ever since. Mud pools went on to, and I have to be careful with the pronunciation, geysers, not geysers, and volcanoes, and bush, and tracks, and Maori, and in my planning, I suppose, last of all, Pākehā. In fact, that's a word I've only come to know here. I had a cousin who'd emigrated, and we heard wonderful tales from her. And I've been thrilled to meet up with her daughter and family whilst we've been here. Many friends have visited and returned to England with wonderful travellers' tales. There was no question I was going to make the trip. And so how amazing it was that exactly the same time, and quite coincidentally, that I was making inquiries of the bishop here, Glyn was doing the very same thing with the Bishop of Oxford, and the rest is history. Well, what have we found? To begin with, tremendous brightness and colour. And I think I now understand a little of New Zealand art, all those bright greens and blues and things. We found grandeur and beauty of scenery hard to exaggerate. We found out the reason that New Zealand is so green. We've found the majesty of mountains and rivers and seas and flowers and all the rest of it. But more than that, much more, we found a people who were open and generous and welcoming and tolerant. We found enthusiasm for new ideas whilst maintaining and cherishing the old. We found excitement and a quest for understanding and knowledge, particularly in church circles. And we found a freshness and progressiveness which I have not encountered before and will certainly take home with me. But what has all this got to do with Pentecost, you may be thinking? It's all very nice, but it's not very theological. Well, actually, it has everything to do with Pentecost and everything to do with baptism as well. Today, we've welcomed little Matthew into the church with enthusiasm and joy, just as you have welcomed me. New life, new beginnings. Well, today we celebrate new beginnings and we think of the future. Today, we celebrate love and the gift of life and love. Today, we celebrate being together as a church and enjoying each other's company. And today, we celebrate a meal together, a holy meal to which everyone is invited, bread and wine. And as with all good celebrations, we're going to share a cake as well. And as you remember those disciples empowered by the Holy Spirit, we pray today that Matthew will similarly be empowered by the Holy Spirit. That's what baptism's about. Well, during my time here, I've had many theological, and I'll call them discussions, with lots of people, And whilst it seems we're continually changing our names for God, and by the way, people have been doing that from the beginning of time, and whilst we've been hearing how Jesus was just a man, or not, the one thing that seems to be most constant is the power of the Holy Spirit. I like to think of the Holy Spirit as God in action. I believe it's the Holy Spirit that joins you to me and to your neighbor and to all the people here with whom you come in contact. And it is the Holy Spirit that is joining us here in St. Matthew's in Auckland, New Zealand, to the villages of Ramsden, Finstock, Leafield, and Wilcott. And yes, I can remember all their names. And we cannot be unjoined. We are mysteriously woven together now, this parish and those parishes. And I was very pleased recently to be told of the Maori concept of the rope. Individual strands woven together, making a strong whole. I like that. And in England, we might think of it as being woven into a tapestry. It cannot be undone. We are part of each other's story. And that's lovely. Well, I can't explain the incredible generosity that we have received. You are good people. You are faithful and positive and generous and not afraid to make your opinions known and active and all the rest of it. But there is something else. Somehow, you have been empowered to love me. And I, in my turn, have been similarly empowered. And so if that's not the Holy Spirit at work, I don't know what is. We had a party the other night, and no one was turned away. No one was excluded, and those who could came, rich and poor. Those with lovely homes and those with no homes at all. That was the church in action as it's supposed to be. That's what Jesus taught us, that come what may, love is at the top of the agenda. So today we have a birthday cake because it's the church's 2006th birthday. Couldn't find 2006 candles, so we'll have to make do with what there is. And we've got balloons and candles and photographs, and I don't know, I think the world seems a more got-together place. But there is something else. Within our huge family of human beings, we have human tragedies too. And whilst we celebrate, we cannot and must not forget the suffering that is going on in the world, and today in East Timor and Java. We can't send birthday cakes there. It wouldn't be appropriate anyway. But today, on this special holy day, I ask you, in the generosity that I know that you have, to open your hearts for the people who have suffered as a result of the earthquake in Java. Our collections of today are all going to go to that cause, to the people there. And we'll make sure that the money goes to the appropriate organization. The strange thing is that in your giving, you will receive so much more. That's one of the mysteries. The stories of Jesus may be simple, but the message is profound. Love one another as I have loved you, that your joy may be complete. On Ascension Day, we had a bunch of balloons in the chancel. I like balloons. And in the morning of that same day, we released balloons into the sky as a symbolic gesture reminding us of all the little children who had died as a result of heart disease. Jesus and those children all died. And today, we celebrate the fact that as they left their bodies behind, so their spirits are with us always. Today, the Holy Spirit comes to us again, today and every day. Now then, I'm going to burst the balloon. I always warn people when I'm going to burst a balloon. Think about it. As I burst the balloon, the air is free to travel where it wills. It can travel to you, and if we open the doors, to those outside, and who knows, to those across the seas. So it is with the Holy Spirit. Even to the little rural Benesis where I come from, whose photograph we can all see. Can you all see it? And today those people are doing the same there. They're putting up your wonderful photograph. And so you see, we are joined. They had a teddy bear service. We are joined today and every day. And so, as in all the best circles, happy birthday.